closer. Ooh, chakalakalaka, ooh, chakalakalaka, ooh, chakalakalaka, ooh, chakalakalaka.
Ricky!
Yo!
Get this lame-o out of your yard!
Get out of my yard, lame-o! Hey! Hey!
5 seconds left in the game! Over. You believe it's not? Oh, yes!
Incredible.
This monster is not human. It feels no pain. It can't be reasoned with.
Welcome to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, bitches. Now, here are your retarded hosts.
Listen, Pally, because this is the truth, sir, I'm talking.
Colin Britton. Derek Knight.
Let's go again!
It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com, and you know, it's funny, when you get people together in a room and just keep talking. I mean, these may be four separate episodes. Is this the fourth one, Colin?
Yes.
Yes.
But it's all pretty much one long episode.
Pretty much. Pretty much, yeah. The first one was kind of disconnected from... Because that was the catch-up,
What
we've been doing for the year. But
yeah.
The other three is are all
same
thing.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so just play these all back-to-back, and you'll get a stream
just
of consciousness.
In the right order.
You'll get a stream of consciousness as long and wide as the Mississippi.
Yeah, we're
the
that
mighty
wide.
Mississippi.
Yeah.
Right. Not as deep. I never said we were as deep, okay? I just said wide. Now, you and I were wide.
Okay.
We're as wide as the Mississippi is wide.
I'm certainly starting to feel that way. This is true.
Well, you're wearing one of my old shirts, which pisses me. It pisses me off that I ever gave you that shirt.
It's just awesome that you said that, because this morning when he was getting dressed, he goes, "I'm gonna wear that blue shirt with the skulls on it and piss Derek off."
That's right.
You know, well, fucking A. Because let me just say, you've succeeded.
Yay!
Because I love that shirt. And what happened? I lost weight, gave it to you, then I gained the weight back. So give it back.
No, because I've gained the weight too, and it fits.
Okay. Colin Burton, FizzlePop.com. My sister Heather from Edit Spam joins us.
Hi.
Barely do anything at your blog anymore, but...
I don't, but I'm always on Facebook.
Well, okay, yeah, so we should...
Facebook is the new blogger for
Facebook
us.
Facebook is. Well, it is really.
Well,
it's
for
kind of,
you.
Well, for everybody. It really
Not
is,
me.
Well, but you...
It would be if
But
I,
you're a hermit, and you're a recluse, and you don't do anything, but... I mean, it's
never seemed to have time.
It's totally replaced the blogging aspect, because, you know, you can write notes, and you can...
What about Twitter?
Fuck Twitter. I'm not tweeting.
You don't
never
tweet?
Tweeting. Justin Carmichael sticking around. His wife's still asleep on my couch.
Shalom, so, my peeps.
How are you anyway? Juario. And Jason Ozant from Red Rum Radio has stuck around.
He doesn't leave.
He doesn't leave, but that's okay because he makes the shows better. Anyway, so we did movies the last time, and it was the special hour-long episode, and so we'll see how long we can talk about the magic box, the television.
Yeah, that has Justin worried because he has to go. He might have to get up and leave.
Well, I mean, if you have to...
Well, we got a half an hour.
At least.
Yeah. And if it just goes,
if it just,
goes
you
over,
know,
well,
and
we'll,
if I'm, you, well, but see, if you have to leave, honestly, just excuse yourself. Make sure you excuse yourself. And
that's
you may
right.
Yes,
otherwise,
ma'am.
You just will not be invited back.
I mean, yeah, if you just abruptly, if you get up and throw your headphones down and storm out, F off.
Son right? of a bitch.
But so we talked about movies on the last program. We've done a show about that, but you might, it's nice to catch up.
Now there's been new movies.
So now everybody looks at television. They've got their favorite shows and their least
there's
favorite shows. Now, oftentimes, I don't know if I have a least favorite show, because a lot of television that I just don't watch because I judge a book by its cover. I'm an ass because if I think I won't like a show, I don't watch it.
But I know that there's one that you've started watching now that you really, really like.
And we'll cover that. So we'll go around the room. And I don't want to put you on the spot like I did last time. Just like, you go! So we'll start right in the middle. Justin, since you do have to go, I'll put you on the spot.
Okay.
So you look at television regularly, perhaps.
Yes, actually. Yeah. Especially since I've had insomnia past...
Year.
It's been really bad.
I really need some sad music for
some snoring.
Music bed.
Do you have any snoring?
Snoring? I don't think so. But well, so you've got insomnia, so you watch a lot of TV. You watch a lot of that crappy late night TV.
Yeah, unfortunately, Adult Swim is my big thing. Right
I like
now,
Adult Swim though. Yeah. I like the Venture Brothers, but we're not talking about me.
Not
we're talking about you. Let's talk
season.
About you.
This last season, they've had too many.
I loved it.
You know, NAMBLA type of.
Well, there was that. Stuff. There was that, but I still loved every minute of it.
And, yeah.
So you go. You tell us.
Yeah,
what you
but
like.
It's not about you. So
we're
shut
starting,
up.
I know.
Yeah.
We're starting about what. You, well, so let's start with what you like. What television that you look at do you like?
I've been actually liking newer Family Guy. I didn't think I would like it. Didn't like the old stuff.
What?
He's just
a sheep.
Sheep.
Are you calling him a sheep?
Sheep?
To like him, Family
You're
Guy.
You're all sheep.
No, because I like it too. But yeah, well, I'm with you though. When it first started, I was just like, "This is bad."
Yeah, this
but
is
now
bad.
It's
but
much
then
better.
they got We're into the jokes. Fans. They got into good jokes, and yeah. And it's not like, oh, it's the time that me and Wilt Chamberlain and you know Muhammad Abdul-Jabbar went out and did what? That's so obscure.
See, but that's one of the things I like about it.
But see,
it's that whole like,
it's
don't
the
worry
different
about it. Just
jokes.
Go with it.
Like the like, oh, this is like the time you tried role playing, you know, and you think it's going to be, you know, very sexy, and she comes out, and oh, hi, I'm a little schoolgirl. Hi, I'm a 14th level paladin. Sure. You know, I've got a helm of disintegration. Paladins can't have a helm of disintegration. Oh. Well, then I'm a black guy. That's funny. Okay,
yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, give me that.
Wake up early in the morning because I only get 4 hours of sleep because I go to bed at 2. I wake up at 5:30 with my wife before she goes to work. So I'm all over the Phineas and Ferb.
Love it.
Yeah. Oh my God, what a great show.
Love it.
It's
once again,
really...
once again, we need to play my theme song.
Yeah. Give it!
Actually.
More evil than he was before.
That's right.
He's evil.
I don't think that's a word.
Oops,
gotta go.
Yeah, just
the platypus.
I love it. You know, and yeah, like we were talking about on a different show, it's great that I love it. My kid loves it, and. But that's Disney does that well.
Yeah,
they Pixar does that well. Disney does that well, where they make it enjoyable for many different age levels.
Yeah,
and I mean there was one episode of Phineas and Ferb where the intern calls Major Monogram "pussy whipped," for Christ's sake. He does.
Really?
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, the Monogram is saying how catch all from his wife, and in the background he goes, "Row!" I'm like, whoa. I was like, yeah.
That was pretty good.
It's like, how can you get away with that on Disney Channel? But you can.
You go, meow.
Yep. Yeah. And so it works.
Yeah. There's a, I don't like the Tim and Eric new show. Great job. Kind of goes into
Colin
the.
Colin likes that, I think.
Wait, what? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Tim and Eric. Great show or whatever.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah. I can't stand that show because it's just. Too random and too weird. There's not even a joke. It's them doing weird things.
The Mighty Boosh.
Mighty Boosh, I didn't think I would like, and I actually kind of like it. It's okay. And I also like the look around you. The faux turn of the end of the 70s, early of the 80s type of
education show.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
It's very, very funny.
What's it on? Adult Swim still?
Adult Swim, yeah.
Okay.
They're like 15-minute episodes, I think.
Hmm. Palatable.
That one's actually half an hour.
Is it a half hour?
But it's got little bits. Okay. It's got little bits throughout. But yeah, that's a good show.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. And like I said, a lot of British TV shows and stuff that I like from the Netflix. But yeah.
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 So nothing on primetime? The local stations, nothing like that.
No, gosh, actually, we haven't been watching primetime too much. If we do, it's The Daily Show, which has really gone way downhill.
Wow, your eyes crossed. That was fucking weird,
yeah,
dude. Whoa.
Yeah, it just wasn't, yeah. Haven't been like The Daily Show lately, but yeah, not too much other stuff that we watch on a regular basis. Jen likes The House.
Oh, love The House.
And
The Greg House Show.
and that's okay. Not too much other stuff though.
Yeah.
Usually it's Netflix or just reading or something else.
What about the Doctor Who?
Oh, thank you for bringing it up. Oh my God. Doctor Who.
How could you forget it?
Not sure about this new Doctor. Really, really young. You watch Doctor Who?
No.
My son is actually really into it.
You're looking at me like I really should.
No, oh yeah. Oh, it's a great show. I was a big Whovian. I was way big Whovian when it started showing up on Channel 6 in Denver way back in the 78, I think it was. And I've been trying to get my wife into it, and finally they restarted it on the British. And they started showing it on Sci-Fi, and it was fantastic. She jumped right on into it, just fell right into it. And David Tennant's now gone, and I saw the final episode with David Tennant. Tear.
No, of course, because you're not going to play it, are you? You're not even ready.
I'm sorry. What happened? I got my kid on my lap. What?
He was talking about how he saw the final episode of Doctor Who, and
it was sad. Tear. Why? Because
this song is just for you, little kitty. Now you sit here in my lap while we sit.
Yeah.
Hey, Max can get in on this favorite TV show thing.
You got to try and edit that little beginning part out and just start right at the song.
Yeah. Hey, Max, what do you like to watch on TV? Back. Do you like Austin and Tyrone?
No.
No.
And Pablo, you like Pablo?
What about Perry the Platypus? Do you like Perry?
No.
No. You love Perry.
Apparently not anymore. That's so yesterday.
Oh, robots?
How fun.
Oh, fun.
Wait. Are you kidding me?
What?
Matt.
Anyway. So, is that it as far as what you like on the Magic Box?
Yeah, that's about how.
See, I was making fun. I was telling Justin and Colin before we started episodes that I wasn't going to edit it anymore. I was just going to let it roll and just post it. And I brought up the fact.
And there we go.
And I'm about to lose my microphone. I brought up the fact that Justin has a very odd quirk, and he says, Max, hold on.
That's an expensive toy there, honey. You don't.
Yeah,
don't you just grab onto
break
that
the
one.
Ribbon microphone. Why don't you? He starts a lot of sentences with, you know. Yeah. And I was telling him, I was like, well, I edit a lot of stuff for work too, and I find that's a quirk with a lot of women and you. So
why?
We already covered it. Yeah. So anyway, Magic.
I'm hoping that if you play it enough
you know, that it'll desensitize you. You'll take ownership of it.
That's right.
So our guest, once again, Jason Ozant from RedRumRadio.com. Check him out on Saturday nights. He's live on Saturday nights on Red Rum Radio.
Red Rum Radio.
All throughout the week, he plays the best in metal hits. He also looks at the Magic Box on a regular basis. So why don't you tell us what television shows you like?
I have the worst luck with TV shows. Anytime I get into one, they cancel it.
Well, this happened to me too.
So I don't know if that says something about my taste,
you're the Grim Reaper of television.
The one that actually just kills the show. Oh, that Jason guy's watching it. Nicks it.
That's right.
Gosh, I have to go back to one of my favorites of all time. I'll start right there. It was pure gold. And that's Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh yeah, I have to agree.
What a concept! Take a bad movie and make it good.
By making fun of it.
Yeah. You got to get the riff tracks. Then
I've heard about the riff tracks.
You haven't. Oh, three. You know, no, anywhere between $2 and $3, you get, and then you just sync it up with your iPod. And it's gold.
And it's Mike Nelson on them doing it, right?
Yeah, it's the same three guys. Yeah.
One of the best Mystery Science Theater episode that I ever saw was The Screaming Skull. Did you see the screaming? Yeah. My wife and I both love it. Did you see that one?
I haven't seen that one.
The Screaming Skull is great because... Cat cam. Yeah, cat cam. It's like the skull can move around on its own, but you have to think it's riding a cat. And you see it from the skull's point of view. But there's a scene right at the end where... essentially the gist of the movie, and it's a terrible, terrible movie, is that this guy's got a new fiance, and they're living in the same house that he and his old wife used to live in, and his old wife is dead, but he's got her skull in the house, and it screams at the new fiance or new wife, I can't remember which, but it doesn't matter. There's like no furniture in this house except for like one end table, and at the end of the movie the skull reunites with the rest of the skeleton, and she comes back to the house in her wedding gown and knocks on the door, not, you know, like, supernatural being can't go through the wood. Knocks on the door, and he opens it, and she's standing there going, and so he picks up that one end table, and Don Drysdale's it right through the skeleton, and bones and shit are flying everywhere. It's one of the best scenes in any movie I've ever seen. I don't care what they were saying at that point in time. I lost it. But yeah, the Mystery Science Theater 3000. I'm with you there, because that was great television.
Great show.
Yeah, and as canceled, gone. Thank you.
Yeah, it had a good run though.
It did have a good long run. And you
that's true, but I don't know if any did anybody else feel like it really kind of lost the magic in the last few seasons, the way they changed everything.
Part of it also because
they got that new lady.
Part of it also has to do a lot with the movie itself. I mean, if the movie is unredeemably bad, it's hard to sit through. I mean, really, it has to be worth making fun of, but it also has to be like Manos Hands of Fate. That episode was just, I couldn't do it because the movie itself was
painful.
Yeah, it's just like, no. I mean, even if they're making fun of it, there's got to be some pace to it. So
I
think they were hit or miss either way, but I still loved it because I loved the concept, because I used to do that with the Spanish channel.
There was
a soap opera. Mi Pequeño Soledad. Every day at lunch during high school, we just hit mute and make up our own dialogue. And that was what we did. So I get that. That concept was not foreign to me at all. So I loved Mystery Science Theater because they did it well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else?
A lot of Adult Swim, actually. Venture Brothers, obvious choice. Family Guy, obvious choice. Yeah. Some of the more obscure ones, too. I was really a big fan of Aqua Teen Hunger Force as well. I thought that was a...
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's correct. It's about metal.
Everybody else in the world I knew didn't get it.
I will say this. Recently, though, really gotten kind of off the wall.
Yeah. I'm talking first three seasons.
Yeah, great. You know. Gold. Absolute gold.
We are the Moonanites.
I love the freaking Moonanites. Are you kidding? It's just awesome. Because the one's so angry and they're both so incompetent. But they're just great. It's the whole concept. It's like, why didn't I come up with that? Yeah, I don't know. That's what kind of, I watch it and it's like, that's so like close to what something I could accomplish.
Right.
And yet I didn't. Damn you people.
Yeah. I mean, talking food. Who knew?
Yeah.
Also, you saw this one coming, Metalocalypse. Yeah. Oh my god!
Yeah,
that's what I was just asking about. If you like that.
Oh man, that's my favorite show on there. Actually,
yeah,
I DVR it all the time because I'm a busy guy. Like I said, collect hobbies. So when I get the chance to sit down, that's the one I'm watching. In fact, I've got all the Death Album albums. They're in rotation on my station. Laser Cannon Death Sentence. You gotta love it.
Nice.
What else? I guess for network stuff, probably, and now it's probably going to be canceled because I threw it out there.
Don't do it.
Yeah. I like that show Bones.
Oh, okay. Never watched it.
We've just started watching the first season.
Is the chick annoying? Because I bet the chick's annoying.
She's like a Vulcan. But that's kind of that's kind of half the appeal of her.
Okay.
She's so out of touch with reality. She's just all pure logic.
No emotion.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you.
Me?
You.
Why not?
Okay.
You
Firefly.
What is that?
Firefly!
Yeah, Firefly's
what
dead,
is that?
It was only on one season. You know that movie Serenity?
Like five episodes it was on. They screwed that one up.
Well, they showed it out of order. And then as soon as there was the kissing scene between the women, that was it.
Yeah.
We've noticed that's killed a few shows.
It always seems to be the last show that, you know, an episode that a show will show on Fox is when you get two women kissing. It's, oh, no.
So is that Fox's version of Jumping the Shark?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But no, that's still, I can't tell you how many times I've watched all those episodes, and I'm rewatching them now, and I love it.
Yeah,
and they supposedly really want to bring it back.
He's moved on to Castle.
He's moved on to Castle, but I guess Jane's now
Casey.
Yeah, he jumps whenever.
Whenever Joss asks him, he jumps. Sounds like a crappy soap opera to me. I don't know.
Lost.
It's cowboys in space, man.
It's awesome. I watched a lot of Gilligan's Island when I was a kid. Yeah. I don't really want to watch Lost because
there's more to it than just the island, though. There really isn't.
No, I tried to watch. I watched one episode and I was like, "There's no possible way I am going to catch up on all this crap."
You'd have to start at the beginning, really.
Yeah, and I don't want to do it.
We had this huge Lost marathon one weekend. That was all we did, was we watched the first season and then. But look, I mean, we started
it was good
when the second season had just started.
And your brain didn't explode.
Right. But, like, you know, things like that.
Watching
How I Met
all
Your
Twin
Mother.
Peaks all together.
This is, I mean, this is what I would imagine would happen to my brain at the end of the Lost marathon. It just would blow up completely. Just explode. Just explode. My brain would explode.
I don't think so.
Your brain explode.
I have a case of splody brain.
Splody brain, yeah. But see, I'm kind of like on the same page as Jason. If I say, oh, I love this show. Oh my God, it's my new favorite show. It's gone.
Okay, like, yeah, well, let me bring you back. Davis Rules.
Right.
Davis Rules lasted, what, 5 episodes? And it was gold. Mm-hmm. And then they tried to bring it back and it sucked and it died.
Well, I loved The Unusuals last season.
I don't even know what that is.
Loved it. It was like
it's a cop show.
It was a cop show. And I loved it and gone. Jeremy Renner, the one, he's all nominated for an Oscar and everything, but he was in it and I thought he was great.
The Hurt Locker.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And now I have a new favorite show, but I don't want to say what it is.
You're going to have to. Because I might
bones,
say.
Bones, go for it.
Yeah.
Better Off Ted.
Better Off Ted.
Oh, my God. Live I live love that you. Show. Portia de Rossi is fantastic.
Really?
She is hilarious.
I'm not familiar with this program, so why don't you enlighten me?
Okay, it's kind of just like an office setting, but they work at this thing called Viridian Dynamics.
Okay,
huge always, corporation.
Yes, a huge
doesn't
corporation.
Care.
Yes, it's just, yeah, the cold-hearted corporation. But, you know, you've got your people that you follow, and two of them are these nerdy scientists. And,
in the basement.
But
the
mom and dad actually started watching this before we did. They're the ones that told us we had to watch it. And the episode that made them laugh so hard was they put in these new sensors so that they were going to save electricity and the lights were only going to come on when somebody...
And doors would only
doors
open.
Doors would open, like the elevator doors, and the lights would come on when people triggered these sensors, but it didn't work for black people. So they had to have white people shadow the black people so that the lights would work and they wouldn't get crapped in the elevators.
Excuse me
and,
while I whip this out.
Yes. It was just, it's hilarious.
It is. It's the comedy really timing funny. In that show is unbelievable.
Well, and I love timing.
And like I said, Portia de Rossi... She's just amazingly funny.
You know what you've done? You've actually sold the show to me.
Yay!
No, seriously.
Just that one concept right there.
Yeah, no, I will take a look at it.
Awesome.
Yep, set
all
up your
three
DVR.
Episodes that'll be left now.
Yeah.
I know, I totally
actually, it's like it stopped mid-season and then it picked back up. And I think we heard that they are having another season, aren't they?
I think so. I hope so.
So hopefully.
My biggest problem
like
is...
Or something.
My biggest problem is it's so hard for me to actually find shows that I like. And I usually have to be hipped to shows, you know, by somebody else, like Modern Family, which is
such a great show.
Which is my new favorite show, just because it's... And the kid, the little kid on
Manny?
There reminds me of the kid from Davis Rules, because he's so...
Manny
know,
or the other one?
Manny.
Yeah.
Manny, yeah. So, it, which, maybe that's why I like the show, is because it kind of reminds me of Davis Rules.
I've never seen Davis Rules.
Davis Rule, like I said, it lasted only like 4 episodes. It had Jonathan Winters, Randy Quaid, and Randy Quaid was a principal, I think a school principal, and Jonathan Winters was his dad. But the show was great. I mean, I remember it great. A lot of things, there's a lot of things you go, but you think you like, you remember as great and you go back to and it's terrible. Some things stand the test of time, some things don't.
Square pegs.
Like Dukes of Hazzard, for instance.
Blossom.
Like, I love the Dukes of Blossom. Never watched Blossom.
Tells. I'm kidding. Silver Spoons.
Yeah. I mean, I loved Dukes of Hazzard when I was a kid. Of course, that was 1979, 1980. But I watch it now and I'm like, this, what? Are you kidding me? No. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I really liked when I was a kid that just has not stood the test of time. So who knows if I'd like this if I saw Davis Rules now anyway. Don't know, but that is the Modern Family, yeah.
Modern Family is awesome.
Have you seen it?
I haven't.
Okay, well, do you like to laugh?
No, Derek. I hate it.
Okay, well, then it's not for you.
No,
it's amazingly funny. I mean, there's something for everybody, really. I mean, if you like your daughter's boyfriend being shot in the neck with a BB gun, it's for you.
I'm going to have to check it out. I'm the same as you. It's like more like I have to hear from somebody else first. I'm not just going to...
So Fizzle Better Off Ted.
Fizzle the Clown was a great episode. But yeah, no, it's one of those shows that's hard to explain. I guess the gist of it is it's kind of like...
There's three family groups. They're all interconnected.
And it's kind of like a mock reality show.
Yeah.
Where the concept is that they're following their life, and then they do that whole cutaway where they talk to the camera. But it's just... It's funny. I mean, just flat out funny. There's nothing more to it than it's just freaking funny.
If they're making fun of reality shows, that I'm already
good. Okay.
I'm already a fan.
Yeah. But yeah, that's one. That's my new favorite show. Yeah. The other things that I have on my DVR that I won't delete are the new season of The Venture Brothers. You didn't like it. Perhaps you did.
Oh, no, I liked episodes. I just didn't like the episodes where they just kept on driving to the forest.
You didn't like Captain...
He likes little boys,
you didn't like Captain Sunshine at all, did you?
Or Hatred or whatever.
I like Sergeant Hatred. Yes, he's got a problem, but he's on medication for it. Okay. What else is on my DVR that I can't live without?
Pushing Daisies.
Well,
Pushing Daisies. What a great
love Pushing Daisies. Have as many episodes on there as I can. Flight of the Conchords. I really enjoyed.
That's a great one.
How is the new season?
I don't know. I haven't watched any of them yet. I've got them, but I just haven't had a chance to
watch them. First season was good. Second season, I'm not sure. I haven't.
I liked the second season, but we didn't finish it either.
Okay.
I like Penn & Teller's bullshit. But yeah, that's always again, that's just one. Because everything they do, I like.
You think they run out of stuff to talk about?
Though. They're starting to. Yeah. The last season was kind of stretching.
Because that one where they did the reminiscing one where everybody says, oh, going back in time
nostalgia.
Would be so great. Nostalgia, yeah.
Yeah, that was, the other concepts are wearing a little thin, but I'll still watch because I'm.
You're their biggest fan.
I am their biggest fan. I'm a stalker. Greg House, MD, of course, can't live without. Like CSI, but not so much since Grissom left.
I agree.
I just really liked the character.
I miss Grissom, but I like Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, I'm starting to warm up to him, but I don't like CSI New York. Don't like CSI Miami.
No, God.
I only like the original, and maybe it's because I have such a, maybe it's because I like Vegas so much. But it's just like, I like to go, I've seen there, I've been there, I've been there.
Oh, yeah, every time we see the Paris. Oh, Paris, Paris, we've been there.
But, yeah, I just was so married to that character Grissom as far as him being a part of the show and driving the show. And when he left, it was just like, damn, something's missing.
Yeah.
And so so a lot of the episodes languish on the DVR. In fact, we watched a couple and they were before Christmas. So it was like Christmas commercials. I was like... Wow, it's been
I've only seen one episode of the CSI Miami, and that turned me off of it. The little boy, his mom got shot, and the head detective's Richard. Could you tell me about what you think of he's got his glasses and his red hair and Richard and could you tell me, please tell me,
oh God, get away from me, you freak.
He is
hello there.
Yeah. He tries a little bit. Well, and part of the problem
spooky.
Yeah. Part of my problem with CSI New York was I thought I was going to like it cause I like Gary Sinise. And then I watched the first episode, and you should probably never watch the first episode of any TV show. You should only watch it after you've watched from episode 10 on, because the first episode, they're always trying so hard to establish the characters and their backstories. It's just like an hour of like, oh, come on. I don't want to learn any more about this idiot.
I've seen some pilots that make you wonder how the show was ever picked up.
Yeah. And they don't really hit their stride until later. And so I think if I think I'm going to like a show, I should wait. Yeah. I should hold off and watch it later. But that was my biggest problem with CSI New York. And actually, I was late to the party on CSI. You gave me the first couple seasons, and I did that whole, what you did, the marathon over a weekend and caught up. Right. But so I don't know if I would have liked it from the beginning. But I liked it when I jumped into it, I liked it. So,
right.
Yeah. So we've talked, and we didn't talk, well, I think we didn't stop on you. What do you like on the Magic Box?
Well, obviously the things that Heather likes.
Well, of course, because you can't possibly have a thought of your own in your head.
Well, not entirely true.
Married,
and I can't. Ooh, well, yeah. And I can't do the wife voice because you're right here.
I know, right?
But I should win.
He did.
You could just nudge her. Whitest Kids You Know on IFC.
Yeah, you showed me some of that, and I thought it was pretty funny, but I've never actually gone back and watched more. That was one of those where you pointed it to me, and I was like, yeah, that's great, and I just never actually...
Hi, Colin. I want to watch some TV. It's okay. You gonna watch with me, please? Come on, baby. You gonna watch TV with me?
Man, that's almost dead on. I was confused for a second there. Holy shit.
Are you gonna rub my scar? Are you gonna rub my scar? Because... I don't want to have to lay on the couch anymore. Baby, are you going to roll me to physical therapy?
God.
I don't ask him to rub my scar.
I know, that would be awesome.
Robbing Voldemort's near.
Ew. Yeah. I did once just because I said I can't feel it. It's numb
still. You did once. Just the one time and that was all it took.
Well, no, because it was numb and I was like, okay, run your finger up and down. I'll see if I can feel it. I could, though. I
yeah.
It. Okay. Corn dogs, maybe.
Yeah, it could have been. Maybe it was corn dogs. Maybe Dung lied to me.
Maybe.
So,
choked on one of the
so
sticks.
What else do you like on the Magic Box?
Okay, let's see.
What television programs?
I'm having to run through the TiVo list because honestly, we never watch TV when it's on.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I did that for 2 weeks and it was horrible.
The only thing I watch live,
when our TiVo died, we had to watch stuff live.
The only thing I watch live is sports because I will not TiVo sports because I know too many people that will say, "Dude, did you see the third period? Shut the fuck up." Yeah. So I mean, if I'm not watching a game, I'm playing hockey, and those people just came from the bar where they were watching hockey, so they're going to tell me anyway.
Yeah.
So I have to watch
for,
it live.
For a long time, we liked Heroes, and now it's one of those that's been gathering episodes in our queue because we just never get around to watching it. Mm. But Supernatural.
Okay. Oh, Supernatural.
We really like that. What else?
What else? Oh, Castle, Chuck.
Castle, Chuck. Really like Chuck. Mm. Really got into that.
Didn't like the look of it.
I forced him to start, and now he really likes it.
I'm judging books by its cover.
We watched the first episode before the strike, and then after the strike, we just had lost interest in it, and we hadn't seen it.
You should. It's good.
Well, I think that's good.
It was good.
I think it's a good indication of whether you really like a show is if you go without it for a while, and do you miss it? Do you come back wanting to watch it, or are you indifferent? Like Mythbusters. I love Mythbusters.
Heroes was the same way.
And
yeah, I can always come
back. I'm always
back to
so excited when they have more stuff to do because they never run out of fun. I mean, they've at least come around to the point, okay, we're running out of stuff to do, but we'll at least blow something up for you.
Anthony Bourdain.
There's nothing I appreciate
more. I can always come back to
gratuitous
that.
Explosions. And I've never really gotten to Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people just love the show.
I watch it when Dad watches it, but yeah, I'd never watch it on my own.
He's a prick, but
you know what I think?
Gosh, he's a good writer.
I'm most pissed about the reason I will not watch Anthony Bourdain is because he eats and he drinks and he smokes and he still stays skinny. Fuck that guy. It's like, no, I want to watch Andrew Zimmern because he's fat. Right? I want to watch somebody who looks like me. I want to watch somebody who eats and he gains weight, like that guy on Man vs. Food. He's steadily getting fatter. Eventually,
I actually do like that show.
It's like I'm here and he started here and he's slowly getting, and eventually he's going to pass me and he's going to go all the way to King Kong Bundy. Yeah, that's all there is to it. Yeah.
That guy actually makes me want to travel for food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who cares about going to Philadelphia for the history?
Well, you really shouldn't go to Philadelphia.
I want a fucking cheesesteak.
I
want to write down the address of the place that he goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Just so you can go there.
Well, and you know, even when he was in Denver, I was like, well, I've never even been to these places.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to go to the Cherry Cricket now. Yeah.
He liked these food challenges.
Yeah. I've just never seen it.
I saw the one the other day with the Cherry Cricket.
It's pretty okay. And it looks great, right?
Derek wants to go so bad.
Damn right, it looks great.
We need to go.
Yeah. I don't want to go to Jack and Grill so much because it didn't look that, but definitely the Cherry Cricket. Yeah.
Yeah,
let's do it now. Let's go now.
Let's do a show from the Cherry Cricket.
Is that the place where you throw the dart?
Yes.
To pick your
review
if you want to. You don't have to.
Right, but you could.
Yeah.
See, but then I would throw it and it would land on mushrooms and I'd have to go, no.
Give me it's a do-over.
Tomatoes and mushrooms sandwich. That's all you get.
Okay, we've talked about what we like.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
There's a couple more shows. Community.
Oh, well,
yeah,
you know,
it's really funny.
I've heard great things, tried to watch it, and I don't know. It was just one of those things where I'm lame, where I am completely lame, and there's nothing. Yes.
Yeah.
Fight me! If it's waste you don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed.
Yes, I'm lame. I suck. I don't like. Yes, I don't like anything that you like. No, I tried. It's just one of those. It's like The Office. I don't like The Office. I never liked King of Queens. I never liked Everybody Loves Raymond. It's because of the predictability. It's the predictable incompetence.
I can see that.
You can see predictability and
the predictable incompetence. Mm-hmm. Walked away from that was
most sitcoms.
It was a little
that.
Over the top. Most it was predictably incompetent. You know, the characters were predictably incompetent, and I just didn't track with it because I'm predictably incompetent.
Is there really anything new they can do on a sitcom that hasn't already been done anyway?
Yeah. So. Well,
they'll always
well
have
not
that
with that
very
attitude.
Special episode that they have.
Tell you what, I'll start watching them. They'll all get canceled. So
do it.
Yeah, we dare you.
Sick the Grim Reaper on you. It's like putting you on my grandmother's prayer list.
Yes, exactly.
Quickly tell that story for Jason.
Okay, my dad's mom. she lived in Texas and she managed an apartment building.
Waco, Texas.
In Waco, yes. Wow. So, but she was having problems with one tenant, and this woman just was just causing her so much grief, and she's just prayed. She says, you know, God, please just take care of this woman in whatever way you see fit. Swear to God, the next day, the woman got hit by a bus and killed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so our threat now, our threat du jour is we're going to put you on my grandmother's prayer list.
My dad called me up a while back and said, I've got some bad news for you. When I broke the my Lord leg, you're on your prayer list.
Works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So. Anything else you like? We stalled on
community. Yeah, you did stall.
Writer and you.
Nah. Went no. I mean, there's other shows we watch, but nothing really.
All right.
Oh, Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec is good.
Okay. Maybe. No, actually, it was Parks and Rec. I got confused. I watched Parks and Rec and didn't like it.
Well, then you should watch Community.
Okay, fine.
Community
I will.
College. It's
fine.
Really
I will.
Chase alone.
Okay, yeah. Fine. I will. Okay, so round to Jason Ozant.
Yeah.
What do you hate? Oh. TV you hate.
That's easy. I hate reality shows.
Okay.
Hate them. I don't give a shit what the Kardashians are doing.
You don't care if the Situation's abs are so ripped up.
Yeah. I don't care what they're doing on an island when they're eating rats and trying to make fire. And I don't care who wants to work for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I guess I understand the appeal.
What about?
I'm lying.
Have you seen, no, I don't. But... Have you seen any episodes of Jersey Shore?
No.
Okay, don't.
Is it a reality show?
It is a reality show.
No,
it's reality TV at its worst.
What about the reality contest shows like American Idol or Dance of the Stars and crap?
Dance of the Stars.
There's another one that I forgot. Actually, there's another one that I forgot that I love is Hell's Kitchen.
Well, that was the only one that I ever got into.
Yeah. Okay, but go.
I would say with that, like American Idol is actually very fun to watch in the very early stages. I like the auditions because you get the gold like pants on the ground,
which we just saw last
what
night
is going
on YouTube.
With that. I am so out of touch. I had to track it down because everybody said pants on the ground. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And I had to track it down. I was like, underwhelmed. I think the problem is everybody was so excited about it. And I was like,
yeah, and
an old dude saying pants on the ground, man.
It has its moments.
It does. You know? I know. I'm sure like if I had seen it spontaneously for the first time without any hype, I would have been like, that's the most awesome thing ever. And I would have been totally like the retarded seal. But now I'm like, yeah, now I'm the old guy saying, get off my lawn.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's really about it. As far as hate, pure hatred, I just can't stand reality TV. I want a story. I want to be taken somewhere else. I don't want to live... I don't want to live somebody else's miserable life to make me feel better about my own.
So. Yeah, sure. There, but for the grace of, like, Wife Swap. You remember that show?
Oh, God.
That was a horror. God, that was horrible. It was a horror
that was a
show.
Horror.
That was a horror show every week. Yeah. Justin, hatred. Go.
Hatred. Pure, unadulterated hatred. Fuck Cribs. I don't care about these. Oh, look at what I've got. And you're fucked because you don't have this stuff. And fuck my sweet 16.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My super sweet 16.
Daddy. Oh, my God. And I've got so many people. And he's hiring a DJ. And I'm going to shoot you in the head.
Yeah.
If I see you, I will shoot you.
I caught,
Daddy, you got it wrong.
I wanted
the red Porsche, not the blue.
Yeah, I caught an episode of that. Fuck and I was like, really? Seriously? I am buying guns. Because there is no way.
Hate those.
Yeah.
They just don't appreciate what they have. But I do like the Cribs where, and I've only seen two of them. And that's only by... clicking through, oh shit, Cribs is on. But oh yeah, he's an asshole. Where you go and they've got like a tiny New York apartment. Hi, I'm a big star. I got a New York apartment. Here, I've got nothing in my house. So look in the fridge, beers and bottle of, you know, a jar of pickles or something, and the thing of most practically nothing in there. I'm like, okay, you're groovy.
You're
I
groovy.
Dig you, man. Wow.
1966 called. They want their vocabulary back.
No, that's big in Japan.
It's big in Japan.
Oh, well, I forgot the Japanese kids
can
are
you
like
dig
50,
it?
They are 50 years behind American kids, aren't they?
Or are they ahead?
Well, they're ahead in school,
that they get old,
but they're behind in the culture. Youth in Asia.
Yeah, oh, that's it for me.
Youth in Asia?
The youth in Asia.
Yeah, okay. not wiping them all out, right?
Like, jeez. You snapped over like, whoa, what? Yeah. I'm like, here, Japanese kids. Right in the head. No.
But that's me.
Yeah. You hate, go.
Same reality shows. Oh my God, Survivor.
Never watched it. You know, that's the thing. I just never got it. I never got the concept.
I always, whatever, it seemed like whatever I was into always followed Survivor.
Well, I think also.
That's the end of it. I'm like.
And the only ones that win are douches.
Definitely one of the things that turned me off about it was after the first season, they knew they had a winner. So they so totally engineered everything from the start to get exactly what they wanted. So is that reality? No, it's not reality because they've set it up. And they have, you know, it's not truly reality because they, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens off camera. And Justin is so dying to say something. Well, see, and I can filibuster forever. But
see,
go ahead.
I used to work for CBS, and so I was kind of forced to watch the first two seasons of Survivor.
Yeah.
And they were good because the people didn't know what was going to go happen.
Sure,
people
it was an untested commodity.
Completely. Now,
yeah, now
it's completely wrong. But the first two seasons, I actually kind of enjoyed those.
Well, and really, the first season was what, 2000? And really, I thought the concept was intriguing because nothing had really been done like that before. The concept intrigued me.
And then the second one, it's a game.
Yeah.
And then you got the people trying to play the game. And, okay, that's interesting. Now it's just exactly like
it ruined it. I mean, it was a decent concept that's been completely ruined. I mean, not that it really intrigued me enough to watch that first season, but it was something that made me go, oh, huh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's better than nothing. I mean, really, I'm so hard to even get to the stage. I ignore so much entertainment.
The only reality show I ever sat down purposely to watch was Sex Rehab last season because Skid Row's ex-drummer was on it. So I was like, I got to watch it. Phil Verone's on it.
And why would you want to go to sex rehab?
Apparently it's very dangerous to be addicted to sex. Yeah. That's what he says.
Sex kills.
Yes.
Depends. Only if you're buying the $5 boxes off of Nevada.
The only thing.
Like,
when Taco Bell came out with the $5 box, I'm thinking that used to be the code for a Vietnamese hooker. I mean, what's up with that?
But even with that show, you could tell it was just so scripted because everybody was so cool, but then you had the one little bitch that ruined everything, and it was like,
oh, I even watch,
oh my God, it's so scripted. Jersey
Shore,
the drama.
I even watch Hell's Kitchen and think this has been engineered this way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way that the contests always come down to the last thing, but they always do. You can't luck out that much.
What was the other show that Gordon Ramsay did where he was
Kitchen Nightmares?
Kitchen Nightmares, and I love that one. I actually like the British ones more than the American ones because the American ones have been Americanized, and I don't like the Americanization of TV.
Too, like some of those guys were so like that. Sebastian,
so bad,
so over the top assholes. I was like, there's
no way. Actually, the funny thing is, I watched that one, and I was like, no, this dude really is that much of a douche in real life. I guarantee he's that much of a douchebag. But there are some you're thinking, can that Indian restaurant have had that many cockroaches?
Right. That was the first one we ever saw.
Bust them in.
That was gross.
Nasty.
You haven't seen any Kitchen Nightmares?
No.
Yeah, because you look really blank over there. Hey, this side of the room watches a lot of food-related television.
That's why the room is tilting.
Sinking into the backyard currently, listing much like the Titanic.
Man versus food.
That's true. Yeah, so you're on board with that.
Has anybody watched...
And Justin? Justin is excusing himself. Thank you for showing up.
Gotta go. Thanks for listening to us.
Yeah. Go tell your wife to kick some ass.
Nice to meet you.
And Justin Carmichael makes his exit from the room.
Gracefully.
Ebbish has left the building. Say thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
No. Thank you very much. All right, Colin, go.
The thing is.
Oh, Justin's got his Japanese DS out. He's going to take a picture because that's what geeks do.
That's a DSi, I do believe, right?
That is.
But it's the Japanese version.
Well, there's still.
All the stuff on the screen, it's in Japanese.
I know.
You or I couldn't read it.
No, I just have to hit it with a rock until it did what I want it to.
Caveman, thag no like Japanese DS. Thag me. Screen break.
That's right.
What were you gonna say?
Double touch you, bitch. Anyway.
You had said something, I think. Did you say the same thing? What'd you say?
I said button mashing.
So my wife plays Tekken. And yet she still
and they win, right?
Kicks my ass. Yeah, pisses me off.
Well, before TiVo.
Yeah.
We would just miss
life
everything.
Before TiVo.
Yeah,
seriously,
we would just miss everything.
DVR, exactly. I was like, shit, it's Thursday.
Because of TiVo, we don't watch anything we don't want
to
watch.
True. But you've had to have happened on something. I mean, you can even go back to the past.
Okay, well, what was the name of that sports show? It was like sports bloopers, right?
Kind of.
Oh, that Jay Johnstone?
I don't know if that's his name or not, but whoever the narrator is. No, not practical jokes. Oh, okay. It's like actual sports clips from sports around the world. Sure, just weird shit happening. Or people,
Max X.
No. Anyway, whatever it was, I liked what they were showing.
But you didn't like the narrator.
The narrator drove me fucking insane.
Did he sound a lot like me?
No.
Okay.
No, basically he just tried to be funny over the top of it, and it's that same type of America's Funniest Home Videos where it's just not funny.
You know, the thing is, when Bob Saget hosted America's Funniest Videos and he tried to do all that Bob Saget-y crap, Bob Saget is only funny if he can use curse words. I mean, just face it. But well, the new host, the guy's name, the name escapes me, but he's so much better, so much funnier than Bob Saget.
But this guy would narrate everything and even add in extra shit to the videos.
That's annoying.
And I made them, well, I didn't exactly make the mistake, but I decided to TiVo it because they were doing a marathon, and I thought, well, I might like this. And I wound up throwing it all away after only watching one episode.
It actually reminds me of a show that I love and I haven't seen in a while, which is Don't Get Eliminated.
Oh, yeah. X.
Most Extreme something.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the Japanese, which is the Takeshi's Castle, and it's been Americanized.
MXC.
MXC with Vic Romano and... whatever. It's I've awesome.
Kenny Blankenship.
Kenny Blankenship. Yeah. Kenny Blankenship. See, that, but that's painful eliminations. That's, it's different. Totally different. Yeah, it's awesome. It's the concept that I think people were trying to, you know, bank on. And you can only do that sort of thing once. You know, it's either done right or it's not. And so that's tough.
So,
I mean,
but otherwise,
thank God. You know, again, though, thank God for Japan, because without them, we would be sorely lacking in a lot of departments, like the funny.
Yeah, when our TiVo toasted itself and we had to wait for the new one to arrive.
Oh, that must have been a dark week.
Right. We got it. I'm unpacking it and trying to make sure it works, so I just record what's playing. Now TiVo thinks I like to record the news, so it keeps doing news recordings in the suggestions. So,
joke's on you.
Apparently.
Yeah, I have the DirecTV DVR, so it's not actually TiVo. So
right.
It's a little better, but every now and then it fucks things up. Like, I mean, you can set it to record start early, start end late, but it's not always perfect. Of course, then again, nothing's perfect.
No, exactly. I mean, the original TiVo could cut out commercials, and then they took that away.
You know, that wouldn't last forever.
No.
Because
that's what pays for it.
They got to make their money.
Yeah. I mention that you and I work in the advertising industry, and you want to cut out the commercials?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. That's biting the hand that feeds you in the long run.
Not really.
You don't see it that way?
No, I don't see it that way.
Okay. Because you still take the newspaper.
What?
Do you take the paper?
What's that then?
Do you get the newspaper?
No,
the Gazette?
I don't get the Gazette.
You're shooting yourself in the foot.
What do you mean? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Because you see, we're moving to the web. We're doing more web stuff.
True. And you still utilize the interwebs.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Where are we at? Hate?
Hate.
We were on
TV
hate.
Shows that I hate. I think I mentioned him already.
Mr. Show.
I just couldn't get into it. I mean, maybe if you're nice to me, I'll give it another shot.
I hated it when I first watched it. He made me watch it again a few weeks ago, and it was actually funny.
Yeah, interesting. King of Queens. Everybody Loves Raymond. 2.5 Men. Things like that,
formula.
It fits the mold.
And Dumb Guy.
It's predictable, And it's like, wow. I mean, how many times can you write the same story? How many times can I see them in the same situation? And, I mean, I'll just watch old episodes of ALF, for Christ's sake. I mean, it's really, you can't do the same thing over and over with a different cast. I'm sorry, it doesn't work.
Yeah, days of the sitcom are gone.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think
Better Off Ted.
Well, I haven't watched it yet, so I can't say. Modern Family breaks the mold of the sitcom, but it's still a sitcom because it's a situation comedy. People are in situations and they're funny, but it's kind of breaks the mold.
Any show with a laugh track, I tend to have a problem with.
Well, see, but who has had a laugh track since the 80s?
There's actually, no, there have been some.
Those are live before a studio audience. No?
No, I'm not buying it.
You sure?
There was something we were watching that we were really disappointed in. Is it called a laugh track?
Wow. Maybe I've just been sticking with dramas, but I have not even noticed a laugh track since like 1989.
There have been.
Wow. That's just bad form.
You know what bugs me too? Is you get like King of Queens, the big dude.
Yeah.
With the skinny, pretty little wife. It's like, please.
And she wasn't even that pretty. Yeah. But next to him, you could put just about anybody next to Kevin James.
Yeah. But you never see the big girl with the
Roseanne
husband.
Like Precious.
But Dan wasn't.
No, he wasn't skinny, but Dan still, Roseanne was.
No, that's right. He was, you know, he was big giant fat person.
Yeah, but she was put a big, the fat giant, people fat together. Person. If you get the fat woman, she's gonna have a fat husband.
Right.
But like Kevin James, he's got what's her face, who's like, well, yeah. She was, then she had her baby, and then she never lost the weight.
She bloated up like a freaking whale.
Yeah, she did.
Boy, howdy. Can you imagine how swollen her ankles were?
My wife pointed to the George Lopez show for that one.
Yeah.
George Lopez and hot wife. She's like, no.
Yeah. George Lopez, though, did lose weight, but he can't get any prettier.
That's you can't lose the ugly.
I think that's more right. where she lose was going with that.
Right, but. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I just don't like that formula. I mean, it's not realistic.
No.
It really is not realistic. Not to say that my wife's not
attractive. I relate. This is just like my family.
I know. Not to say that my wife's not attractive, but it's like, it just doesn't track, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. No, it's just like, the fat guy doesn't get the supermodel. They don't. It doesn't happen.
Dead air.
A little bit funny. Wait.
You said we'd never have that again.
You lied.
Do something now.
Speaking of.
Yeah, speaking of great shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, how come you haven't shown this to Max?
You know,
I bet he would be very interested.
My biggest problem is I don't often have, until I set up that rack, which is all put away because I DJed a school dance last night, which is the third level of my personal hell. I hooked the DVD up, the DVD player up through that. Mm. And playing the DVDs on the PlayStation 2 is hard. It's really, it's a challenge.
You got to remember what button does what.
Yeah. And so I finally hooked the DVD player up that's in that rack to this TV. And so I've been able to watch more DVDs. And I just haven't got the Zim DVDs out, but I will. I will introduce him to the stink of clean. And have you ever seen Invader Zim?
No.
No.
Man, there's another thing you maybe need to get caught up on.
Definitely.
Yeah.
About the best thing to ever come out of. Best thing to come out of.
You've been too busy. You've been working. You know. You've been playing drums and working and having a family and
hobbies.
Jesus. And need to watch. Just slow down. Become sedentary and watch some freaking TV.
All right. They'll take up smoking weed or something.
Well, that'll certainly slow you down. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah, you might like reality shows after that.
I know.
Hell, you might even become these a reality show producer. Awesome. Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that? What are you doing?
I don't know. Well, we have more dead air. It's pissing me off.
Well, so you bring in cows?
Cows.
Exploding cows?
It's time for hockey.
They didn't explode. They just bounced.
Yeah.
You bet your ass.
Oh, it's debatable.
Aww. Yeah, you know, that Elephant Man, that movie made me so sad.
Have you seen Elephant Man 2?
I love that sound, though, he made when he talked. What do you mean Elephant Man 2? There was no Elephant Man 2. He died at the end of the film.
You know what? That doesn't stop him.
At the end of the film, the guy with the big head decided he was going to be as human as possible, and he laid down to have a nice nap in a bed, knowing it would kill him, and he died human. He died sleeping in a damn bed, dude. All right, if you can't see the
beauty, and you don't think Hollywood could make a sequel to that? Give him 5 years.
What are you going to find another hydrocephalic?
Have James Cameron direct
you know?
It?
Yeah, they'll build one.
It'd be totally animatronic. It'd be Rocky Dennis from Mask.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. Kathmandu.
Yep. So now we seem to be segueing back into movies here.
Yeah, well, actually what happened was we just kind of got so far off track that we're dead. I mean, the show is dead. The show is dead. Is over.
So this is the final episode. Thank you for joining us.
We've exhausted all of our topics. We've run the gamut.
See you next year.
Yeah, sorry.
Maybe.
That's pretty much it. You got it. You're bad. What? You just stare at me.
I've never been a good host, co-host.
I know, but
you insist on me being here.
Merely adequate. Say something, for Christ's sake. Tell us.
I was. I don't have.
If you see me,
see. Here's the thing. I've been working so hard lately that all I think about is work, and it's just wearing me down.
I could tell you a whole bunch of drug names. That's all I do.
Well, yeah, because you're studying to be a pharmacy tech, right?
Yeah.
Someday you might even be filling my prescriptions.
Maybe.
That'd be great.
If you're in the mental hospital.
If I'm in the mental hospital, which I just might be. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Whole Hour, Power Hour, and Whole Hour about television and television we love and television we hate. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. Colin Burton from Fizzle and Pop joined us as always.
Goodbye.
My sister Heather from Matted Spam.
See ya.
Justin Carmichael, who had to leave early, so in his stead.
Shalom,
I'll say,
peeps.
I'll say fuck Montrose.
Funk Montrose.
And Jason Ozant from Red Rum Radio joined us once again on the big program.
Good night and thanks again.
That's right. Check out redrumradio.com. We'll do a show live on Saturday nights and also listen to the best of metal radio on redrumradio.com.